Yeah, I mean, I think he had a tough start to the season with the speculation and perhaps going across to sign for another club, and then got hauled back, and then ended up not being in the team. Same as David Davis, same involvement. And their attitudes have been absolutely first class since I came back. Keith has, I think we've got to a stage now with Keith where the contract needed to be sorted out in this window. There's been, like I said, a few meetings and having to stand your ground on a few things, and I think we finally got there in the end, and he's quite happy. Not necessarily with him, you always have to have a standoff with the agents and all of that. That's a time delay in factor. You know, this one's probably gone on a little while now. But yeah, for him, I'm really, really pleased. It's it gives him security. I don't think that Keith changes in the way he plays, because I think if he starts changing the way he plays, then he might be on his way to another club then, if you know what I mean. He can't really change, because he is what he is. I think he's improved for me in the last 6 to 8 games. I think his passing has been better. He's definitely tidied up on that. He runs around, as we know, he presses hard, works hard, good team player. Just needed to improve on a few areas, and I think he has done that, to be fair. And I know that we'll tap on Jonathan Grounds again in a minute, but similar has happened to him.
The thing with Jonathan is, like Michael, he's been an ever-present since you got here, pretty much actually for 4 seasons now at this club. Yeah. He's been one of the first names on the sheet.
Well, it's funny, because I think there's been a few players that have come and go at the football club, come and gone, should I say, and they've probably, at the time, the managers thought, we'll replace these guys. And what happens in the end is these two see him off, and that's what they've done. And, you know, they're not your silky footballers, the pair of them, but they are good footballers. And I think that, you know, there's definitely been an adjustment in how we play, I feel. And I think that those two, which is why Keith, going back to him, his passing has tidied up for me in the last few games. And I think why Jonathan Grounds is getting noticed a bit more, because, you know, he is leaving that left back berth to be part of an attacking option for us. And I think that that has probably shone more light on Jonathan than has happened where they've been a low block team for a long time, where Jonathan's first pass would have always been off of a striker. Well, that's probably changed a little bit. So, yeah, I think he's another one. He's a great lad, very intelligent, Jonathan. That's not to say Keith's not, but Jonathan gets a picture. You don't have to repeat too many things to Jonathan. He sees the game, he understands the game. He does well in that left back spot. Done great with his passing. He's another marker in the box for you in the Championship. That's set plays are so important. So I'm really pleased for the pair of them, and their attitude has been first class, and they've got what they deserved.
Preston there, a team that have had a core to their side that's been together from the League One days, yeah. and they've been pushed forward again now by Alex Neil.
Yeah. Well, I think that during those League One days, they would have had a good spirit, and they've kept that. You know, the Huntingdons of this world, the Clarks, they've added Ben Pearson to it, Gallagher, Berghausen, who's came in from Blackpool a few years ago, has done great, and Callum Robinson, who I've had, Greg Cunningham. So a lot of those boys have been together for a while now, and they look like they're comfortable in each other's skin. They work hard for each other. I think Simon Grayson did a great job in his recruitment there before Alex, and Alex has gone and built on it, and yeah, they've done very well this season, and they were very good down at our place early in the season. They blew us away in the second half when I look back at it, but hopefully we'll be better this time round.
And with the belief of having won your first away game of the year at Reading, so carrying that in as your current form.
Yeah, no, of course we want to carry that in, and I know we've had the blip last week, but I'm 100% convinced, even looking back at the game, you know, it definitely wasn't a 3-0 last week. If it had been 1-0, I could understand it, but it might have been 1-0 our way. Had those couple of chances gone in, and at 2-0 down, if Jonathan's header goes in off the post, it could have easily ended up 2-2 that game. But you know, we're realistic. We know not a lot has changed as regards the dynamics. We know where we are, and we've got to carry on working and keep trying to improve. And in the meantime, if we do keep improving, there's been an improvement in there. Everybody can see that. What we've got to do is we've just got to get a few more points on the board, because the improvement will look greater than it actually is.
Just dwelling a little bit on Jonathan Grounds, a player I quite like watching. You're going to free him up a little bit, you have done, but he can be a threat in the opposition's box at the far post.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure he's going to get to the far post in free play too often, Tom, if I'm
set
honest.
Pieces, yeah.
But from set plays, yeah, he has been. I have spoken to Groundsy about this. You know, it's been my little bone of contention with a few of them, if I'm totally honest. You know, when you look at the size of us from set plays, I've been really, really disappointed, if I'm honest. It's the one thing I am disappointed about with our boys, for their heading ability. You know, not just Jonathan, Harley, Mark Roberts, Sam Gallagher, Michael Morrison. When they've all played, I've been disappointed with our end product as regards our heading and getting on the end of some crosses and on the end of some corners. But also, I would say, in their defence, and we have worked hard, long and hard, on the training ground, sometimes our delivery hasn't always been the best as well. So when we marry both of those together, we do look a threat. And there's been a few times in the last few weeks where we have actually married those up, and then we do get efforts on goal. So I do drum home to the boys here, and we do work on them, that set plays are important. If it's 0-0, you know, and we're good at corners, or we're good at wide free kicks, or whatever it is around the edge of the box, the difference can be a set play, and it's important to work on them. And we have done that, but I have to say, for the amount of work that we've done, this would be the least club so far where I've not got any benefit from our set plays.
Just dwelling on Mikel just for a moment, great news that he's staying. He almost went. The club had made it clear they wanted him to go, and yet he's back in, wasn't in the team, now he is in the team. Mentally, he's had to show great mental strength to deal with all that, and that's important for a manager.
Well, I don't know whether it's mental strength or whether it's a good attitude. Yeah. I think it's probably more good attitude than mental strength, because I'm sure if Keith was honest now and you were asking him that question, he might want to turn around and say to you it's good mental strength, because we live in that macho-orientated world. But really, really, it's actually been down to his attitude. And his attitude is the thing that's got him very popular with our supporters, and also it's got him a new contract. I think he shouldn't... You know, he could have had great mental strength and said, well, I'm not going to sign a contract. Would that have made him... That would have probably made him more mentally strong than actually signing a contract. If he'd have said, well, no, I'm going to stay out of contract and go on a free. So I don't think it's the mental strength. I think it's more about the attitude of the person. And attitude's everything, you know. So, and he has that in abundance. He's a good lad. Like we said, every now and then, need to get on top of him and make sure that he tidies up with his passing. And that makes him a better player, because he's got all the other attributes. He can run all day long. He does run all day long. He's a good lad. He does the unsavoury parts of the game that you need team members to do.
Just moving on to a subject that must drive you crackers, the transfer window. It's open. It's becoming a focal point of football fans' life now, is this transfer window.
Yeah.
And continually, we're asked daily by the fans, what's going on, what's happening? We don't know.
Yeah.
Can you enlighten us the latest situation with targets? Because I know you've worked hard at working out targets.
Well, that doesn't mean to say we haven't got anybody in, that I haven't been working hard at getting them in as well. But, you know, there's lots of obstacles to overcome to get a player into your football club. Or what you can do is you just actually can go and pay well over the odds in a transfer fee and well over the odds in a current wage. But you might not be able to do that because you haven't got that facility to use now. So, therefore, what you do have to do is try and look at it in a sensible and a logical way, and buy what you can afford, because what you can't afford is no point in looking at anyway. So I've got my targets. I know where I would like to strengthen the team. I keep those cards very close to my chest, because at this moment in time, it's all about what have we got financial wise, where are we with financial fair play, and also we've still got to try and balance that squad out, which is why that there's been equally as much hard work as bringing players in as to players leaving the football club.
Right.
So, you know, there isn't one that's been done with more due diligence than the other. So we're not in an ideal situation at this moment in time. We were in the summer, and we were last window a little bit. We're not in an ideal situation, and that's the cold hard facts of it. As difficult as that is for me to say, that's the bottom line. So what we have to do is carry on working hard and affecting the things we can affect, because at the moment, you know, you can't affect that there's already been £35 million spent in the last two windows. And the rules are the rules, unfortunately.
So financial fair play makes it difficult for you now. You're trying to change the squad into a winning squad. How difficult is that for you, though? Because you're ambitious, you're trying to change the team around, the fans want to see new
blood.
Look,
at the end of the day, it's a difficult job anyway. And I think that most people understand that anyway. From where I come in, where we've been in the league, where we still are in the league, what's gone on in the squad, what's gone on at the football club, that is not going to be something that changes overnight.
Could players leaving ease that situation?
Yeah.
Is the possible more players could be out of the door before the window ends to give you a chance?
Yeah.
Thomas Cusack, one of them? We keep reading in papers.
I won't go into names. You just asked me if players. I answered you, yeah. I'm not going to talk about individuals, to be honest, until, you know, those individuals are either here when the window shuts or they're going anyway. So, you know, if we want to talk about some of them that have already gone out the door, if you want to talk about Liam Walsh, you want to talk about Emilio Ensu, you want to talk about David Cottrell, then no problem.
I mentioned Thomas because it was in the papers that Derby are after him.
I know. The only thing is, I don't write the papers.
Yep.
So sometimes what you read isn't necessarily always the truth. So it may be on that occasion, but
You'd rather keep club to club in-house.
I always think that's the best way to do business, but a lot of clubs don't do that, because what they do is they decide they want to talk to an agent talks to a press guy, and then all of a sudden it's out in the public domain. And whether it's ins or outs, if I was going to go and sign a player now, the one thing I wouldn't do is I wouldn't go talking about a player that's registered with another football club.